Megan Ney was able to turn tragedy into triumph when she helped the Australian women's 4x100 metres freestyle relay team to a bronze medal at the World Swimming Championships in Rome. Ney found out the day before the championships began that her brother had been killed in a car accident. The tragic death of Amos Ney had reflected the tragedy of Megan's father, Robert, who was also killed in a car accident when she was only 4. Robert had been an Olympic swimmer, and Megan was proud to have followed in his footsteps when she competed at last year's Olympic Games in Beijing. Still stunned by the news, Megan decided to compete on the opening morning of the World Championships, anchoring the relay team to a comfortable win in their heat and qualifying for the final. It was a tough situation for Megan's swimming teammates as well, including triple Olympian Stephanie Rice, her training partner in Brisbane.
We're all pretty upset about, you know, Megan and being one of her probably closest friends on this team. It's really hard for me, but obviously extremely hard for her family and her. So I think we're all just really trying to support her as much as we can, and I definitely can't put myself into that position, so I'm just trying to be there for her as a friend.
Marika Gura swam with Ney in the heat of the relay and was full of admiration for her courage.
Yeah, look, she's a very, very strong girl and we're all very proud of her.
Gura was to join Libby Trickett, Shane Rees and Felicity Galvez in swimming the final, where they claimed the bronze medal behind the Netherlands and Germany. As a heat swimmer, Megan Ney will also be given a World Championship bronze medal. Ney had come into Rome as one of the bright young prospects of Australian swimming. She'd made the final of the 200 metres backstroke at the Beijing Olympic Games last year, and this year not only won the national title in that event, but also claimed the 200 freestyle national championships. She's ranked second in the world in the 200 backstroke and would have to have been a very good medal chance. But whether or not she competes is now up in the air.